I just have a problem with the wording of the proposed advertisement. The paragraphs are not numbered, but if you look, let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth paragraph from the top, that basically instructs or tells the public what we expect of them. And it says, the committee hereby calls for public comment on how the public funding represents the political parties act may be strengthened to do what? To allow for greater transparency in the manner in which political parties are funded. And then it goes on. But that wording confines the input from the public just with regard to strengthening the act with regard to transparency. And I think that is not the scope only of the committee. If you look at the motion adopted by the National Assembly, it goes beyond that. And I would suggest that we perhaps use the wording as it is in the resolution adopted by Parliament, by the House, because that goes further. It looks at the model of private and public funding, et cetera, et cetera. The current wording just conflicts it to transparency. Thank you.
Agreed. We'll change it accordingly. There doesn't seem to be a different view. I think that's fine. In terms of the rest of the program, are we happy that we do it accordingly? Thank you very much, honourable members. On that, we will then send it out to South Africans. Just then, in terms of a few remarks, as I understand it, honourable members, in terms of our brief, honourable Shivambu is present. Oh, I beg your pardon, honourable Shivambu.
No, thanks, Chair. Is this a have you seen making a call for oral representation as well? Like, are we going to allow for oral representation in terms of this public process, or is it just going to be written submissions only? Because I would think that there should be written submissions, and there must be those who write to come and make oral representation in terms of what they think should be the model for political party funding, so that we are able to interrogate what they would possibly make as submissions, and then we'll take it from there. So that would mean then we must then agree as to when will that happen in the program that we're going to agree on.
I think that was the intention. We indicated that we'll allow 3 weeks for written submissions. We will come back, look at those written submissions, and on the basis of the written submissions, afford those that are willing and or that we think would assist us oral. So it means that immediately after the first, when we meet on the first, we will work out the program in terms of... But the intention is that once we've looked at whatever submissions we've received, we'll afford South Africans to come and do oral presentations. So that will obviously happen after the meeting of the first. But that we will do jointly, dependent on how many we think should or could and or will add value. So that is indeed what we're going to do. Honourable Singh.
Chairperson, firstly, congratulations on your appointment. Just to follow on Honourable Shivambu there, should we not in the Have Your Say advert indicate to people that if they want to make oral representations, they must indicate so, and we reserve the right to invite whoever wants to, whoever is requested to make oral representations.
Okay. Agree? Happiness. We shall strengthen it accordingly and send the advent out. Program we're happy with. Thank you very much, honourable members. Just to indicate, again, this is unsolicited, but this is how I sitting here envisage it. My first thought is, honourable members, that this exercise, in doing this exercise and the product that will come out, we would have to be guided, I think, more by trying to ensure the strengthening of accountability, transparency as indicated. I think it's also about the protection and the enhancement of our democracy. I think it's those things more than just increased funding. So that message shouldn't be sent out that as politicians we're looking for increasing the funding. But I think it's more about accountability, regulating, enhancing and protecting our democracy. I'm also cognizant, and I'm sure you will be cognizant, honourable members, that there will be, in all likelihood, budget implications. But those budget implications will have to be picked in priority. We cannot, I don't think, sacrifice other delivery issues in terms of the priorities in South Africa just because we as members of parliament or political parties think we need more funding. So we'll always be cognizant of the implications of the budget because there's a limited pool from which we're going to draw money. Having said that there are going to be budget implications, I think also, honourable members, it's important that we ensure that our product is such that the voices and the interests of the electorate is not diluted by undue influence exerted by private funders who look after their narrow interests. So there's going to have to be an element of public funding just to make sure that we don't open the door for private funding who look after their own narrow interests and in the process dilute the voices and the interests of the electorate. So those will be the things that I think should be guiding us in terms of how we proceed over and above all the other things that Honourable Mulder spoke about and the terms of reference that was given at thing. In preparing for this, honourable members, you know, I looked at a study of 35 countries across the world. There are some that are very or highly regulated countries, and there are some that are totally non-regulated or what we call laissez-faire, where there's no regulation whatsoever in about 35 countries that I looked at, South Africa included. And it's very clear that we fit currently, we're probably in the category of the laissez-faire. I'm saying that, honourable members, because of the 35 countries that we looked at, or that I looked at, you know, the issue around are there regulations for private funding? All but six of those 35 that I looked at had regulations in terms of private funding. South Africa doesn't have any regulation on private funding. All of the 35 that I looked at, six didn't have, and South Africa is one of them, because I was trying to look at best practices. Also, in that same research that I looked at, of those same 35 countries, honourable members, all but nine ban state resources being used for party activities. In other words, there's regulations in terms of state resources being used for state resources used for political party activity. Of the 35, there's nine that don't do that, and we're one of that nine. And that's why I'm saying I think we are more on the laissez-faire as opposed to the more regulated ones. And as we go along, I think those are the things that must guide us. How much regulation do we need? What is the impact of that regulation? And what would be the implications to all political parties? And so those are the kinds of things. We will make the documents that are not available to members so that you can also apply your mind. But I do think that as we stand currently, we're not regulated as regulated. I think we are more on the laissez-faire as opposed to the highly regulated, and we don't want to be either or, laissez-faire or highly regulated. But I do think we need to find a middle ground that is acceptable to South Africa. I thought I'll just use that as the input, honourable members. I do know that in your Chief Whip's forum, when you were discussing these issues, there were issues raised by various political parties, which will afford you to raise and discuss, and let's see how we fit them in. the issues around double dipping, there can't be a debate around that. Certainly you can't use state resources for party funding. And I know, Honourable Singh, in my time with you, that there's always been this issue of the smaller political parties being given the hind end or whatever the case might be. So it's going to be those type of things that I do think that we should look at, cognizant of the fact that we are working in an economy that doesn't allow us to go as far as we'd like, but let's push the envelope as far as is humanly possible to push the envelope. We have got until the 30th of November. I'm hoping that we can achieve it by the 30th of November, but we will get that briefing from the legal team and the other people in terms of exactly what needs to be done to get there. But our deadline is the 30th of November. So I thought with those comments, Honourable Members, it'll at least give us and those that are joining us from the media some sense of what we think lies ahead. So if there are any remarks that members would want to make on those opening remarks or anything else, please, you feel free to do that. Anybody wants to comment? Happiness.
Yes.
Ah, if it's happiness, then I declare the meeting closed.
Right. Yeah, just the other document, the research, is for noting, I suppose.
Yep.
The one that's on the, that's for noting.
For preparations for
I haven't agreed on the program yet. Okay.
What's
the name of the tree?
Okay. Thank you very much.
I think the program is that they're going to see the arms of communication for public input, and then members of the public can see more back on that. Thank you.
Hey.